Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Yeah, get me a Mai Tai.
Cheers. I'll fetch him over.
Evening, boys.
Evening,
Rob. We all right?
Yeah,
all
right. You?
Yes.
Wonderful. It's nice, nice being outside again, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Lovely. I like it.
Lovely summer's evening.
We're all sat here naked, aren't we? I mean, it's so hot.
Whatever you're imagining, mate. Whatever you're imagining.
Well, not you naked anyway, for a start.
Imagine what they're imagining.
You said bold wrong.
I wonder what they are imagining. I wonder what visuals they've got for those that know what we look like.
I dread to think now, Mark, just put it in their head that we're all sat here naked.
I'll help to paint a picture. I'm wearing a lime green mankini.
And yes, he's hanging out.
I'd love to see that.
Would you?
Would you really?
I've got one upstairs.
Go on then. No, not now.
Right, okay.
Not now. Another day.
Okay. When it's just me and you.
Yeah.
Don't save challenges.
Oh, dear.
Next year at Kendall, I'll DJ in it.
Oh, please do.
I've done it now, Anna.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Have I told you?
What?
I've got Kendall calling tickets for next year.
Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah, I've got
them. Yeah. Well done. Yeah, good man. Easily enough, because I know you were panicking about it, of what button to press and when to press it. And
I mean, maybe there's a rank coming here, but I'm not going to go down it because we've talked about it before. But this tier pricing system,
yeah.
Oh, it's just...
I have made a post on Facebook.
Have you?
Yeah.
Hey, got some traction, that post.
I know.
Because obviously, so did you get to... Where did you get? I got
tier one. So there was the early bird.
Yeah.
And then I got the first release.
And I got second release. So we probably paid nearly 20 quid more than Mark paid. Yeah. And I got my tickets at 10:05 and it opened at 10.
Yeah. I would have got mine just before you did.
Yeah.
I think it was about 3 or 4 minutes past I got mine.
Yeah. Do you think?
The thing, I'm not overly fussed. Like I said, I mean, I think it was £194 a ticket.
Yeah.
It was 204.
Just 204.
When I looked, and I think tier four was 100. It was release four or release five was 234.
30, yeah.
And
yeah,
I thought, do you know what? It's getting a bit like the gap's getting bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't have been concerned if they had said, right, the tickets are 210 quid each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brought the average down for the people that are paying the top end and brought the bottom end up a little bit to make it fair.
Yeah.
You'd be like, do you know what? If they sell out, they sell out.
It's my tax policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we don't agree on. But... Yeah, you know, but anyway, it is what it is. But it was easy enough to get tickets.
Easy enough. Got the camping tickets. Got the so brilliant.
Yeah, and really it's gonna be worth every penny when you see me in that mankini.
Oh, I bet
when I'm sliding down your window, waking you up
like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Waxing the front of your caravan with my bum cheeks.
Brilliant.
Oh, I've got so many visions of this. Oh, in my head, so many. No, let's move on.
So, yeah. Are you, Kirk? You're looking a bit perturbed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right. No, actually. Actually. So, can I get some off my chest?
Ooh.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh,
yeah.
Is it all that nicotine?
All that nicotine. I wish. What? Look, I know. Look.
Yeah.
We're looking.
Oh, yeah.
We're still looking.
I've got to be careful what I say.
You've not been to Subway again, have you?
No, I haven't been to Subway again, no.
Right, it's not that then.
No. Why do when people stay in hotels?
Yeah.
And people.
When
like
people.
Small.
When people. Searching for an era. Why do people, when they stay in hotels, why do they complain about things that they don't have at home?
What, you mean like cockroaches?
No, yeah.
Like what?
Aircon.
Oh, yeah.
Right. All right, yeah. Okay.
Aircon. So they go to a hotel.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I've got guests having asthmatic attacks.
Ah, okay. Right.
And how they physically can't sleep, and that's my fault, because the air conditioning, there is no air conditioning in their room.
Oh, there is no air conditioning. They're not saying that what the air conditioning they're getting isn't very good. It's you know, it's causing asthma.
None.
It's all that. Wow.
See, I thought you were going to go down the road of, like, as in, well, you know, it's advertised as air conditioning and there is no air conditioning. And I was going to say, well, they have every right to complain because it says the room should be... But you're talking about somebody going there and then, like you just said, all of a sudden, Barbara can't sleep because there's no air conditioning and she needs it to sleep. And, yeah. But at home, she doesn't have it, so yeah. She sleeps fine.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That, then, yeah, I'm
That's
with
my
you.
Issue.
I'm completely with you on that one, then.
All of a sudden, you know, hotels are the worst hotels in the world because they've got no air conditioning.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how much air conditioning have you got at home?
None, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a good point.
Yeah.
It annoys me.
Do you find that
they go to a hotel and they presume, and by the way, it is free in most hotels, but why should things be free like Wi-Fi? Do you get free Wi-Fi at home?
I get it at McDonald's.
Do you get free Wi-Fi at home?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
But it should be free.
Why?
Well,
I'm not being funny. Even the basic human right of water isn't free. Yeah. So, and Wi-Fi is a luxury, isn't it?
Yeah.
By all accounts.
Yeah.
It's just something that we take for granted.
I don't expect it to be free.
You're right. It shouldn't be free, but it is free. We've set that standard where it's free because it is pretty free everywhere else, isn't it? I mean, shopping centres.
Yeah, it's become an expectation.
Expectation, yeah.
It's become an expectation. And then someone walks in and your Wi-Fi is not working because you've had a technical fault and all of a sudden they want a full refund. Why?
Yeah, their room?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, a full refund is ridiculous. But again, if your hotel's advertising, if you're advertising as free Wi-Fi and you don't get free Wi-Fi,
You
know, I would be a bit disappointed. I'd be like, it does say free
Wi-Fi.
What
I would do is I would say, right, go back to your room and email me. And as soon as I get the email, I will process your refund.
But you know, I understand. But if it's advertising as something,
but at what point do we get to a point as a human race that we don't realise that things can go wrong that are out of people's control?
Oh, well, listen, I'm not saying that they should be getting free, you know, money backs and free meals and stuff like that. But if I went to receptions a little, it says free Wi-Fi. I'm not got free Wi-Fi. I wouldn't expect them to just shrug the shoulders and go, well, it's not my fault. It's just that's just how it is. But I won't expect a full refund. Maybe them saying, "Well, I tell you what, get myself one free drink from bar."
Yes,
fine.
Yes.
I'll be happy.
Yes,
I'll be like, okay.
Yeah, then you can carry on with your work with no internet.
Let me give you a hypothetical situation. Okay, a guest decides to stay in a hotel. The guest has 3 bedrooms, mm-hmm. and they stay for 2 nights.
How big is this guest?
And and during that time, there's an issue with the Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nothing to do with the hotel.
Okay.
It's the feed coming into the hotel. Exactly what could happen
at home.
At
Absolutely.
Home. All right.
Some dipsticks put a spade through cable.
Yeah. Okay.
It's usually what happens.
So we have no internet either.
Okay.
All right. We're all in the same boat. We've logged the issue. There's an engineer dealing with it.
Yep.
All right. Just so happens at the same time, let's say the hotel's having an upgrade on their door lock system.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm. And as part of the process of the upgrade of the door lock system,
all the doors are unlocked.
At a certain point in the day, people's keys stop working.
Yeah.
So they have to go to the desk and have them recut.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Are you posing a question to us here?
Yeah? I'm giving you a hypothetical, theoretical
scenario.
Scenario
okay. of something that happened today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say that then this guest is not happy that they've got no Wi-Fi and they're not happy that they've had to go to the front desk to have their key recut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they send a complaint to, let's say, the general manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
First or second class.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they send the complaint, and in the complaint they state that this was caused them massive issues.
Caused the guests massive issues.
Caused the guests massive issues.
I don't know why it would cause massive issues, but
it's caused them massive issues.
Let's go with
and
it.
Ruined their entire stay.
Real? Okay, not really, but all right.
Okay. And so therefore, let's say the GM, let's say they're a very nice person. All right. And they...
I don't know.
Are there any of those in the hotel?
I don't know many nice GMs. I shouldn't be saying that because I DJ quite a lot of GMs.
I thought they were known as room sharks.
Yeah.
I just made that up, actually. It's good, isn't it? Room sharks.
Someone once said, is there a name for a group of GMs? You know, like there's names for groups of things. And somebody once said that it should be called a confusion.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a general manager. Anyway, so the very nice general manager decides to email back and with utmost apologies and how important feedback is and that we're sorry and explain the situation with the Wi-Fi and that it was out of our control and we did everything that we could and we're really sorry. And also explained about the door lock system that it needed to happen, the upgrade needed to happen. It was, you know, we wasn't aware that it was going to cause any issues. It did, and then we got the keys cut. Hypothetically,
it's an open and shut case, isn't it? Surely.
But as a gesture, I notice your member, let's call them loyalty member. So let's just say that the general manager then decided that they were going to offer them 20,000 points.
Pounds.
What does that?
Wow,
points mean prizes.
Let's just say it's the equivalent of near enough a free night stay in any hotel in the world.
In the world?
Of this brand.
Wow.
Okay. Give or take, apart from the top, you know.
How many different countries do they have Premier Inns?
apart from, obviously, the top one. But that's the kind of level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Which also then cost the hotel money, by the way. Anyone that thinks that when hotels give away loyalty points as a form of compensation is a cop-out, it costs the hotel money.
Right, okay.
To award these points.
Right.
All right. The email, let's say, that was received back was
that's not good enough.
The general manager doesn't understand how much it impacted the stay and what they would like. Yes, thank you very much for the points, and they'll accept the points, as well as a full refund for all three rooms for both nights.
Yeah.
I tell them to go away.
Or they're going to put a negative review on every review site that they can get onto.
Well, that's just bullying. It's blackmailing, and it's I don't agree. I mean, first of all, there's no issue with that.
If
the Wi-Fi has gone down because it's nothing to do with hotel, then it's nothing to do.
I don't know if this is possible, but I know when.
I'm only in mid conversation.
You're not finished yet.
No, I'm not.
I'm deaf in this ear.
I mean, he literally just went far.
And secondly, with the door thing, is if you're updating your system, you're updating your system again. It has to be done at some time.
Yep.
So open and shut case.
Have you finished yet?
No. Really sorry. I mean, the point says it's more than enough, I think. Yeah. So that's my viewpoint.
I'll tell you what I'd be doing.
So please, tell us.
I know when I've looked on review sites like TripAdvisor and that, and the people...
I'll tell you what I'd do.
Carry on, Mark, sorry.
He's not going to know.
I want to watch you sweat.
No, because I go. Go on, carry on. Stop it. Carry on.
When I've looked at the...
I'm not finished.
Yeah,
I'm not finished.
I absolutely knew
I'm
it.
I'm not finished, Mark.
Absolutely knew it.
Time is of the essence, Mark, for you, I know.
I finished.
Yeah. Okay. Sandra will be here soon to change your pads.
The pads?
Yeah, your pant pads.
I forgot all about them. I'm that old.
Yeah, so like TripAdvisor, and when you leave a review, you get often a reply back, don't you? Saying, oh, but you take your feedback on
a
board.
A response, yeah.
I'd tell you what I'd be doing in that situation, and I don't know if it's possible, but I'd take the screenshots of the emails and I'd put, thank you ever so much for your negative feedback. Just, in you know, and granted, I know it only goes to the score, but just to like highlight that person and go, this was their intention, or this is what we tried to do, clearly not good enough, you know, and you're just gunning out for anything you can get.
And you know what? You're absolutely right. And I've said
but
this.
You can't do it, can you?
I've said this for so long that the people, businesses, need to take a stand against reviews. We talked about it a few weeks ago about reviews and stuff and how much they wind me up. And people doing it. And some people, independent properties, they have. There was a thing that went viral a few years ago about somebody that went into a cafe. And it was near, I can't remember what city it was in or whatever, but wherever this cafe were, it was outside some cathedral. So like, you know, literally,
I think the views. I remember this story, I think.
And they put a review on basically saying that there was a negative review of this cafe, like one-star negative review of this cafe, because they'd been charged like £1.50 or something for some hot water with a slice of lemon in. And they thought it was absolutely disgraceful that they got charged so much money. And the owner of the cafe responded and basically broke down all the costs that was associated with that person having hot water, a slice of lemon.
Yeah.
And then went on to say, never mind then the view that you had, the business rates, the you know, stuff like that.
Thank you ever so much for not contributing to my business by buying something so measly, you tight guy.
Yeah. But it went viral, that thing. I think it even picked up on national press.
I think the pendulum's swinging. I do. I think so. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I think there are more people out there trying it on, but there are also more people out there that are coming into contact with these sorts of people and getting tired of it. Mm. And you can see it on social media with different stuff. And people like jumping back at people like, really? Do you know what I mean? Shut up.
Yeah. And you can, but this is what I was saying from an independent point of view. As soon as you've got a brand behind you, you've got
to protect that, haven't you?
I totally understand that. But there's so many rules and regulations about what you can and can't say, and what you know, it literally is customer is king.
I know. Yeah. But I wish companies would push back more, and companies are going more in that direction than they should, than the other direction. Because they are scared to death of customers to some degree, and customers know this, and you've got customers the one you're referring to. Who are just pushing it and pushing and pushing it. Pushing it and too much. And of course, more they do, the more customers will do.
She just said, look, you should be thankful that you're not a guest on MasterChef.
Speaking of negativity, I think we might have got our first complaint.
Oh.
I think I know what he says. This is about you mixing up your wheel of features, isn't it? And then every week you miss them and you go, right, is it that?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
No, we've had an email.
For the podcast?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, what? A complaint?
Well, I'll read it to you and let you decide.
Okay.
So, this is from Peter.
Oh, Peter. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
So, it says, you're funny, but we're funnier. Hi. Finally found out how to get and listen to a podcast. I'm sorry it didn't hold my attention or make me laugh. What it has done is think about making my own podcast. I'm retired now and meet up with two other retired workmates every Christmas. We've known each other for 19 years and reflect on all the humorous events that have occurred in those 19 years. Not only do we laugh, but people sitting near us start earwigging and laughing when we do. I'm even tempted to make a script for you lads. We had company holidays paid by our fantastic company for all the sales we created over the years. The more I think about it, the more I'm ready to get my laptop out and start writing. I've never written a play before, but if I did, say, a 10-minute short play, would you guys be interested in acting out on your podcast? Cheers, Peter.
Right, first things first, Peter. So you're retired, and you've only just found out what a podcast is, so something's telling me that you're a little bit like Mark, and time's not necessarily on your side.
Me?
If you are going to write a play, I would make hay while the sun shines and crack on with it, because a couple of decent winters, and you might be out of luck. So that's my first response.
What's your second response?
I'm just trying to
soak it in.
Calm down a little bit, actually, yeah.
The thing is, right, we've always said this as I was going to say a foursome, and then I just knew it had put more images in your head, Mark. But yep. Us four together, we've always said that we were new to this. I mean, we're not so new now, but it's the first time we've done anything like this, and putting it out there into the public is a nervy thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And what we've always said is we welcome criticism.
Yeah.
We welcome constructive criticism. We'd rather someone go, do you know what, that were rubbish, or that were really good when you did that, but do you know what, this
weren't... Not so much feeling this.
Yeah. Or do you know what, when, you know, them sort of things. And we're all four of us are very open stuff like that, and we also know that we're not going to appeal to absolutely everybody, you know, because if we did, then, you know...
I tell you what I'd like. I'm going to challenge you, Peter, if you're listening to this. That's if you're still with us. Record one.
Well, I'm guessing he's not. He's probably only listened to one and turned off.
You know, I mean, a bit more worldly than that. Record an episode, and we'll put it out with ours. And let's have our listeners see what they think.
Yeah.
Let's really see how funny you think you are.
Well, in fact, I'd like to say write the script.
Well, I was going to say
write the script.
I was going to say, are we not going to let him send the script to us? And
if he's going to write the script, he's got to sing the theme tune.
Yeah.
Listen, Absolutely, Peter. You want to write the script, send it in. We'll absolutely act it out. Not a problem at all. And we will absolutely do our best with it because that's what we do.
Yeah.
But as
if you
a
could make it more 5 minutes than 10 minutes.
But as a general,
well, I would say a minute for me because I can't read scripts.
Yeah.
Well, I can read them. I just can't act them out.
But as a general rule for me, from me to anybody, if you've got nothing nice to say, why say anything at all?
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Or if you want somebody, if you want somebody to do you a solid and read a play out for you, or maybe engage with you, or maybe even help you how to set up your own podcast.
Yeah,
don't start it off by slagging hours off.
Yeah,
I'm getting a vibe that I'm getting a vibe from you three that you're not really happy with this guy because I'm okay with it.
I don't mind.
I think you're giving him a bit of a rough time.
Oh,
really?
Were you?
No, you know what?
Yeah, I'm Peter at weekends.
Mark was at school with him.
I think you are.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not overly offended by it.
I'm not offended with it at all.
No, I did think it was a bit negative, but I didn't think he was really being harsh with us. I just thought the way he went about it, it just felt a little bit like,
really?
You could have said that in a different way.
Okay. Just hang fire. Go back to it.
Yeah.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
The beginning bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Finally found how to get and listen to a podcast.
Right. So let's stop there.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That means that he's got nothing to base it on. He's got nothing to judge it against. All right.
Did you know something? Okay. I think this guy commented some time ago when I did a bit of marketing and somebody did pipe up in West Yorkshire and put something like, What's a podcast and where do I find it?
Right.
Was it Peter?
I'm going to have a look back because sound like it might be. Because the way he's opened that sentence.
Right. So up to now, not a problem. Right.
Right.
This next bit is what I've got an issue with.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry, but it didn't hold my attention or make me laugh.
Right. Is that, you've got a problem with that?
He ought to have sent that to Anne Robinson.
Right. I've got a problem with that.
Yeah.
Right. Not because if he just sent that and sent that as here's some feedback, I didn't like it. I'd be a little bit like, okay, well, why did you feel the need to send that?
Yeah.
But then he goes on to basically say how much better he would be.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't have a podcast.
Yeah. Okay. What it has done is make me think about making my own podcast.
Well, I think the reason he's saying this...
He thinks he's going to sit in a room, talk to his friend, and all these words are going to appear in audio form on some website somewhere on everyone's streaming platform.
Yeah.
You're right there, Mark.
I think the reason why he's saying that is because he's referring to this conversation in this pub that he has, which technically is what we do, and he does it with his friends, although he doesn't record it, so therefore it's technically not a podcast. But he's basing, I guess, his viewpoint on that the people around him are listening and going, oh, this is really funny.
I totally get that, mate. And if he'd have sent an email saying, this has made me think about when I catch up with my friends and stuff like that, and we have such a laugh, but not a problem at all. What I don't understand, and I'm going to widen it out a little bit to not just Peter, why do people have to instantly go in with a negative?
Yeah.
Why do people have to instantly go in with I'm going to tell you what you're doing wrong. I'm going to tell you the negative first before I give you my main body of my point of what I'm trying to make. Why? I understand that we're not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
I absolutely get that. I get there'll be people that switch on an episode, listen to 5 or 10 minutes of us and go, nope, not for me.
On that point, I last night, me and Ellen were laid in bed trying to find something to watch because we've watched the first 4 episodes of season 2 of Wednesday. Now, the second half doesn't drop now till 4th of September.
That's why I'm waiting.
So we're like, there's a break, and it's landed. It's really
that's
good.
That's why I'm waiting.
Is it good?
Really good.
I love Wednesday.
Gemma's watched it. I've not watched it.
You know what, season 1?
No.
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Season 2 is very dark.
Is it?
Very dark.
I
jumped and screamed at some bits. Really. However, so we finished that. We're laid in bed. What are we going to do now? What are we going to watch? So
I can give you some ideas if you want.
Open all the streaming platforms and literally scroll. Number 2 in the Netflix charts is something called Untamed. Number 2 in the series charts on Netflix. Starring Eric Banner. I think he was Batman, wasn't he, at one point?
I don't know.
No, he was Hulk.
No, that's the character, Eric Banner. Oh, no,
it's not Eric.
That's the actor, Eric Banner, isn't it?
No. Anyway, he is called Eric Banner.
All right.
I think he's definitely called He's called Eric Banner, isn't he?
I don't know.
You got me
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, so we put this program on. We've got 20 minutes in thinking, this is really not for us. You know, I'd go as far to say, for me, it were rubbish. It's not going to be rubbish, is it? But it's just not for me. So yeah. I thought it were rubbish. I have not written to Eric Banner and told him, or Netflix, and said, this is shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not for me, I'll find something else to watch. I'm going to say something negative now.
Oh.
I'm going to start with something positive. I saw something on Facebook today, and I told the person who posted it that I was going to give them a shout-out because I think it's fantastic what they've done. So basically, obviously, you know I like walking.
Yeah.
I was going to come to, and I like pubs.
Yeah.
So you got there, Mark, yeah? So there's loads of my content comes up, and it's all related to like the Peak District and walking and one thing and another. Anyway, there's a group called We Love the Peak District, and a guy called Robin Eyre has created a website, and he posted it in this group. But, hi all, I've been building a website about Peak District pubs and cafes and restaurants, in brackets, and launched it recently. I hope you find it useful. Do you know? So I'm like, wow, I love the Peak District, I love walking, and even more, I love pubs. Anyway, I mean, that's... And I've looked at it, and it's fantastic. So he's listed, I would say, almost every pub there is in the Peak District. So you can search from the area that you're in, what sort of thing you want, you know, whether you want, does it want to serve food, does it have rooms, you know, everything. It's fantastic. He's done some real work on it. And Robin, I want to really, and I know I put a positive comment on this post and put, great work, fantastic, I'm going to give it a mention. And I am going to give it a mention. I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent, but I'm going to come back just to reinforce my point afterwards. What did really bother me is there were loads of people, don't get me wrong, there were loads of positive comments, loads of positives. People say, oh, this is going to be great for our walkers, this is going to be fantastic for people in the area that can search for something, you know, when they're out walking, oh, where's my nearest pub, or, you know, plot a route, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. There were loads of people going, what about this pub? And he replied to every one of them, as far as I could see, and said, oh, yeah, that's on there. Just search or use these filters. And never got anything back from him. Mm. All the ones that sort of commented and put, what about this? And what about that? He replied and said, oh, yeah, it's there. Or it's not there, but I'll add it. Very rarely did he need to. In fact, I think I only saw one that was missing. And he said, oh, good point. I've added it now. But all of them, he were like, oh, yeah, it's there. You just need to click on this link and it's there. Or use this filter and you'll find it. And he were getting no replies back from these people. So they've taken the effort to go to him and go, what about this one? What about that one? Literally, because they want to.
Yeah.
But not preparing to just even a thank you.
Yeah, thank you, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, great, yeah. Mate. Fantastic work on your website. You've done a cracking job. Yes. No, it's not social. It is social media, but social media is driving this behaviour.
Yeah.
And Robin, I'm going to say it again. It's a fantastic website. Rob, I know you go out with your caravan and whatever and walking and stuff.
I'll definitely have a look at that.
And listeners, if you're out in the Peak District, and it's obviously the Peak District's massive, if you're out and you're going out that way and you want to find a pub local to where you're going, look at that website. So the website is called, which I ought to have mentioned, peakdistrictpubs.co.uk. It's a fantastic thing. You can find it on Facebook. But the website's there, peakdistrictpubs.co.uk. We're not getting paid for sponsoring it, but I told him I'd give it a push because I think it's great. When somebody decides to do something off their own bat, do you know what I mean? Kudos, and they deserve all the respect they get. But yeah, social media is driving this thing where it don't matter what I say. No, it comes back. Nothing comes of it.
Why? Why do people feel the need to do it? Why? It's all right saying, yeah, well, some people are just going to do it, or we've just got to accept it. We've just got to put up with it. But it's getting stupid. It's getting out of hand. Where people, the things that people that really bother me are people that have to just say something negative no matter what.
Yeah.
They have to find a way of saying something negative no matter what. Or people that believe and think that opinions are facts. They're the two sorts of people that really wind me up.
And if you come back to somebody with a fact, they'll go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
That's what you were going to say.
Yeah. Educate yourself. Let me just say this little thing first. Well, I remember going back a few years, I were at a training course, a manager's training course, right? And the trainer stood up and they played a video.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the video was a young girl and she was doing a 9x table. And she literally just looking at the camera, only a young, really young girl. And she just looking at the camera and she goes, One times nine is nine. Two times nine is 18. And just works her way through the nine times
table. You've run out of times table, haven't you?
No, I haven't. There's a reason why I had to stop. All right. At the end of the video, the trainer paused it and went...
And said, what's three times nine?
Right, and went, right, anyone got anything to say about that video? And nearly everybody's hand in the room went up. And he picked one. He went, what? She went, she got three times nine wrong. And everyone went, yep, yep, noticed that. Yep, she got three times nine wrong. Yeah, done on purpose, right? All the others right. And the trainer stood there and went, so, can I ask you all a question, as all potential future leaders of businesses? Why is it when I asked for your feedback on the video, you didn't tell me that she got nine of them right? Why did you all have to concentrate on the one thing she got wrong?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, this is human nature. I mean, this is what people do. People pick on negativity than they do.
My question was going to be, what do you think drives negativity?
See, even if social media didn't exist, people would still pick up on that. If the child did that in the room, then they'd still pick up on that she got it wrong.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing to do with social media.
I definitely think there's a flaw in the human, not a flaw, but a weak spot in the human brain where we do lean towards things that go wrong. You've only got TV... Social media, for example, you know, outtakes, people falling off bikes on Harry Hills, you know, whatever. Yeah. And, you know, people love stuff going wrong, don't they?
Yeah.
I think the point moves on from that when it's, you're not just like laughing at something as is because that's just happened, but it's going out of your way to point something out that doesn't need, you know, just walk past it.
Yeah.
And people say it on Facebook, don't they? Just scroll past. If this is not to your liking, just scroll on. Yeah. You don't have to comment, but people feel that they have to comment.
Because we're in that, you mentioned it earlier about social media. And I know, Rob, you just said there, oh, it's nothing to do with social media. And it is, because it's created an environment where people call them keyboard warriors, don't they, or whatever.
Yeah.
Where people genuinely think they can say whatever they want. Mm. People genuinely think they can say whatever they want. And there's no repercussions, there's no comeback, there's no, you know, and then if somebody does call something, this really winds me up, right? Sorry, but this really does wind me up. When someone will say something or do something, say something wrong, say something out of place, say something that they shouldn't, say something that might cause offence, or say something that they know they shouldn't say, and then they go, well, it's just banter, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Once they realise that they've gone a little bit too far. Yeah.
Oh, it's just banter.
Yeah.
It's just banter. What does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you know who I feel sorry for? People who are actually called Karen. Could you imagine now? Like, really?
It is
particularly,
a point.
Particularly if you've got short hair.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
I mean, I think that the banter thing will come into exactly what I was just alluding to when I said about what drives negativity, because taking it away from social media, because negativity doesn't just live on social media. Negativity is in real life.
Yeah.
In person to face to face.
Yeah.
Someone will tell you to your face. There are keyboard warriors, but there are people that will literally say to your face, if you put weight on,
Yep.
Like, literally as brash as that. Normally, it's probably me.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. but in a way that I then go, I didn't think before I said that. That's not me being... It's not me intentionally being negative. But I would genuinely say something and then think...
But it's also the tone of how it's used, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's a bit like telling someone to... F off. You could say it in an aggressive way, or you can say it in a joking way.
Yeah.
So it is the tone. I mean, I know you're talking about losing weight, but you could perhaps say it to me or to Kirk or to Mark, but in a joking way, and we're friends. Yeah. So it is how it's said.
Yeah, a little pat the belly and go, putting a bit of weight on there, mate.
It is how it's said, though. Yeah.
It's when he does it in the street to a total stranger. Yeah. That's a problem.
But you know,
that's going to be editor.
Well, I'm glad he's editing it this time.
It genuinely does happen face to face. You know, people say negative things, and it's not always put downs. It's just speaking. You know, I don't know. You might be looking at getting a holiday, or you might be looking at buying a bike or something. and you find yourself, the other person then starts playing it down.
Rob's entire world is about booking holidays and bikes now, isn't it? And wearing vests.
But just to pick up what you said, you said something about saying something negative to someone.
Yeah.
The person who's saying it may not see it in their head as being negative.
Yeah.
They may see it as not a negative thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for example, you've put a bit of weight on. In their head, they may not
think... No, I'm sorry. I don't buy that. Because everybody, most people, when you start talking about general public, everybody knows the difference between something negative and something positive.
Okay,
they just do.
I disagree. I think there's people out there that would say that who would not think that would be negative.
On what level would they think it's not negative? Commenting on someone's weight, end of story. Whether that's someone putting weight on, whether that's someone looking too skinny, looking too fat or whatever, at what point of highlighting something on somebody's physical appearance, yeah, unless it's a positive comment,
yeah,
how is that not a negative thing to do?
Listen, I'm not saying it's not negative. I'm saying the person saying it may not think it's negative. And there are people out there that are
socially inept.
That would not think that would be negative.
Well, there's
it's hard for us to think that.
There's another example.
I know what you mean.
There's another example.
Particularly older generation. Yeah. As well.
There's another example. Let's just say you said, going older next week. Oh, wait, where are you going? I'm just making names up here. Tenerife. And someone goes,
you didn't make that up.
I just wanted to say that.
It is a real place.
It's a real place.
I'm just picking a random place out.
Do you mean the island of Fernando?
He's going there as well. No. Look at him bracing his arms.
I'm just picking a random now. So we'll use Tenerife. But then the other person or someone else might go, oh, really? I won't go to Tenerife.
Hmm?
That's the same thing.
And they're not being nasty, but would they have not thought, why, regardless of whether you like it or not, why say it? You don't need to tell that person that you don't particularly like Tenerife and think it's probably a good place to go, because they've booked a holiday there. Mm-hmm. They're going there.
Exactly. And it falls into the same... I mean, hear what you're saying. I wouldn't say it, and none of us would say it, but I know there's people out there that would say it, and they're not saying it in an offensive way, although, again, there's some people that would say it in an offensive way. There are people out there that would generally say that and then go, I didn't mean to offend you. And like Kirk's, Rob's just said, I think there's people out there would say that. Again, they're not trying to put you off or being jealous. They're genuinely saying something without even thinking about it. And again, you could split it. You could then explain to that person afterwards and they might go, yeah, I didn't mean it in that way. I'm really sorry. Or you could explain to someone and they'd go, I still don't know what you mean. Yeah. Why is that offensive? Because people are so different.
It's not necessarily about offence. It's not necessarily about people taking offence. Because that's a completely different thing about whether, you know, about being offended or whatever. What I'm saying is why people choose to speak negatively about a situation.
Because the brain doesn't work that way.
Then they need to stay in house.
I mean, going to an extreme, right? I know this to an extreme, but it's a bit like people who murder people.
Mm-hmm.
You think, oh, there's only a few people, but hundreds and hundreds of people murder people. And you go, what's going through their head to do that?
Yeah.
You won't criticise my podcast ever again.
You know what I mean? Or even forget murder, just doing GBH on someone. I don't understand people that are out there that do that. I don't get it. So
you have got the other side of it, which Kirk said earlier, which is the banter. So whereas my example... The line that might have come after I'm going to Tenerife wouldn't have been, I won't go to Tenerife. It'd be more on the lines of, you're joking, aren't you? You're going to bloody Tenerife? Jumping hell. And
why is that different?
Well, it's not. It's the way in which it's delivered.
Right.
Makes it sound like it's a bit jokey.
Yeah.
But actually,
that's the point I said about what you're getting from it is,
so you're saying that that's not a nice place. That's not a nice place. And the way they said it was a bit more jokey, a bit more, you know, but actually they're saying the same thing. And it gets branded as, it's only banter.
Exactly. So what were you saying, Mark?
It's about the tone, how it says.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's right. This is what I'm saying. No. It doesn't mean it's right.
But to that person who's saying it, it is.
No,
to the person that sits.
That doesn't make it right, though.
It doesn't make it right.
I don't see a problem with it. Because it's on that person that you're saying it to, not me. I'm not saying it in that way. Yeah, but I'm not trying to be offensive.
But they don't walk away from it feeling any less than they did. But, whereas the person on the receiving end is going to walk away feeling different about that situation.
Without being blunt, why is that my problem?
Hey, shall we go on a completely different level? Because as this episode...
So in other words, this is where Mark gets to a point, shut up, you lot, I want to change subject.
Yeah.
Whether you finish talking or not.
I'm just conscious that, you know, one of my eyes is going to sleep, and I'm sure some people might be swerving towards a hard shoulder. Today's the day where Trump and Putin meet. What do we think's happening with that?
It is. Well, Zelensky may end up... I mean, it's a bit...
I'll be honest. I don't know anything about this.
We don't even know if it's... At the minute this goes out, at the time that this is going out, we don't know if this meeting's still happening. But as it stands, they're meeting today, aren't they, in Alaska?
Yes.
Well, but what's it about, though? What are they meeting for?
I just want to see what they're having for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm going to say they're just meeting up to see which Nando's they're going to go to.
There's no point in them meeting about a war because nothing's going to change.
They're exactly meeting about a war.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to change. It's absolutely pointless. I don't even know why they're bothering. I really don't.
That's your opinion. So that was good that you've had an opinion on it.
Yeah. Negative.
No, at all. Because there's a lot of that circling at the minute, and what's going to happen? Is it going to come to anything? You know, Trump's being on telly saying this is what I do. I make deals. You know, and everyone's like, ooh, what's going to happen? Is it going to lead to something good? Is it not?
Well,
you know,
he did say that Trump did say that if Putin doesn't agree to a ceasefire, then there's going to be some trouble. Now, I don't know what he means by that. Is he crossing him off his Christmas list?
I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich.
But he did say if he don't agree to a ceasefire, then there's
And have they got the balls to do it, do you think?
Well,
have they got the minerals? Have they actually got anything to do with?
They're not going to get involved when he says there's going to be trouble, he won't mean military. Trump actually doesn't like wars, and he won't commit troops to anything like that. It'd almost like be
all
starting
his troops are being committed to Washington D.C.
Yeah. So I think the big sticking problem they've got. Trump wants to make the deal because he wants to be the one that says he's ended it.
Yep.
Okay. I do think he has a bit of favour with Putin, and I do think there's a little bit of look, do this and do that, and let's do this. You know, that backhanded stuff.
Yeah.
But
that's my only edit then this episode, isn't it, so far?
Yeah.
But it depends how much they stick the heels in, because you've got the fact that Putin has categorically said he will not end this war until he's got the Donbass region. And you've got Zelensky that's saying that categorically he will not sign over the Donbass region.
Yep.
So going back to then what Rob said, it's stalemate. If they stick to the guns...
Yeah.
What happens, yeah.
Then it's stalemate. Because I can't see Putin doing all this and then walking away with nothing. And I can't see Zelensky going through all this and then just giving up what he could have given up on day one.
Yeah.
So...
Well, not fairness to Putin, but they have invaded quite a lot of Ukraine. They have taken a lot of land.
Yeah.
So the middle ground for me would be that they go, well, you keep what you've already taken, Russia.
Oh, this is interesting.
You keep what you've already taken.
So you think that Zelensky should sign over the Donbass region?
No.
Well, that's what they've already taken.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're already in... I thought there were other cities that they'd taken.
They're already in sovereign Ukraine areas now, aren't they? And they're like saying, no, we're not giving them that. The argument is, if by force you can take that and we're saying, okay, we'll walk away, then where does that stop?
Exactly.
Because then the next time it'll happen, and the worry is, certainly from a lot of experts, is that there will be a next time, and this is only phase two of three phases, well, maybe more phases, but there will be a third phase of, well, we've taken this now we've got this, let's crack on. Because all we'll do is we'll get given the next, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's no stopping Putin, will there? That's the trouble. He'll just continue taking, I mean, he already took Crimea, didn't he?
Yeah, well, exactly that. So this is Zelensky's argument, that he wanted Crimea, he caused a fuss until he got Crimea, and then that was supposed to be the end of it. Now he wants the Donbass region. And what Zelensky is saying, no, because if we give in again,
Where does it stop?
Where does it stop?
Yeah. Mm.
Where does it stop?
It just keeps encroaching.
However, I will play devil's advocate about something because I'm interested to get your thought on it.
Yeah.
So, when did... I don't know whether I should say this.
Oh. Why is it negative?
Ooh. Maybe controversial.
Okay.
Here we go.
We like controversial.
All right, okay.
Well, I do.
When did it become a problem for countries to invade other countries to seek power?
When did it become a problem?
Yeah.
I think when people signed up to NATO.
But Ukraine's not in NATO.
No, but they're a neighbouring country to NATO.
I get that. So I get that if you're part of a peace treaty or you're part of a treaty that means that you protect each other.
Well, not just that. You're the border of... But you're effectively on the border of the NATO countries behind you, and you're the border effectively between that and Russia, aren't you? So by, you know, so that's the point that it then becomes encroaching, doesn't it?
But what I'm guessing where you're going with it is in historically,
yeah,
it's the way of the world.
How do you think areas became,
well, this is what,
or countries became,
well,
what they were?
This is the idea that what people signed up to was the fact that large countries going and taking over small countries, you know, if this is allowed to happen with Russia, then is this acceptable then for America to start doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
do you know what I mean? And China and North Korea and the same. Do you know what? We'll just start invading because we can take what we want. Well, no one's going to do anything about it.
Well, yeah. Trump wants to take Canada. So, I mean, why is that any different from Putin doing...
He wants to take Greenland.
I'm not saying it is.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what I'm saying. When did it become... So I understand, even going back hundreds and hundreds of years, if you was an area of land and you was a town or whatever you were, you then... became favour with other towns, etc., doing trade deals and stuff like that, right, back hundreds of years, and you agreed to protect each other if anyone caused you any bother. I understand that's always been in place.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, we've got these treaties across the globe of these things. However, if you've got a piece of land that is not protected by them treaties and somebody wants to land grab that, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying people... I'm not a fan of war or anything. What I'm saying is that... When did it become...
I don't know for certain what... When there was almost like a line in the sand. Don't get me wrong. Things like NATO would have been a point... And when that started, I'm not so sure. There'd have been a point where people stood up and said, right, we're all pretty powerful here. We can pretty much do what we want. However, if we all start doing this, then at some point we're all going to start coming to loggerheads with each other, and none of us want that. So do we just call it, a draw? Let's just hold our own and live and let live, so to speak. And, you know, I know people have military defence schemes, if you like, to make sure that they're putting off people's attempts, because there are countries out there that, you know, people are worried about. Russia, North Korea, China, even potentially, you know, they've got the will, the might to start wars if they wanted to. And so people do have these defense schemes to be able to say, look, as a deterrence, we're nuclear weapons, for example, we're gonna have nuclear weapons because, and I know there's an argument that if nobody had nuclear weapons, then we'd be okay. But the argument is, if everyone's got nuclear weapons, then people would be scared to use them because everyone else has got them and they'd all use them and no one's ever going to win. So in terms of, I've gone the long way around it with this.
That person's in Central Reservation now, mate.
I know. I'll cut this bit out.
Time at the bar, please.
Yeah, there will have been a point where, you know, larger nations will have decided, actually, you know, we can't just go around land grabbing. You know, I know it happened historically, but I think there's a level of decent civilization where people realize that, actually, you know, you need other nations to exist in their own right. You don't, you can't just own everything.
Well, I was going to say over the centuries, kings did what they wanted. Kings, you know, I want that, I want this, I want this. But I like to think that we became civilized.
Yeah.
And we realized that actually,
you got kings riding horseback, getting arrows through their eyes and getting stabbed. And, do you know what I mean?
I think we just became civilized and realized this is not the way.
It's an eye for an eye all the time. Whenever you're out, and it's I suppose, on a larger scale of what gang culture is, eventually there's a price on your back, and nobody wants that.
Yeah. I think reading that book that we've both read, that was written by the comedian guy.
David Mitchell.
Yeah, the ones about kings and queens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you realise that actually the timelines between these kings, can I say queens as well? I guess there were queens that made big decisions as well. Mm-hmm. These things didn't happen in decades. These things happened over, decades, but like 70 years.
Yeah.
You know, nothing happened in 70 years and then something happened.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a long time. So, it's almost like nothing happens for years and years and years. Well, look, when was I can't say it. I wouldn't even know.
Look back through history at kings and queens and, the getting killed in battle, being sabotaged, all the sort of treachery and misdemeanors that went along with living their sort of life, even though they were supposed to be highly regarded.
Mm.
Look at it now. It's a lot more civilized. You don't get King Charles stood on the battlefield with a sword saying, we're going to take Scotland. And, we're going to do this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
I know it's part of the kingdom sort of thing, but...
So you don't believe that there should be any kind of thought process that as a nation... we should invade and take over the UAE.
Ever. No,
To take their
oil
and minerals.
No.
So then we become a better economy. Therefore, we and our children and our grandchildren have better lives.
No, not at all.
I'm not saying I do, by the way. I'm literally throwing it out there.
It's just dog eat dog.
Yeah.
And there's somebody on your back.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Western world's got, as we've all said, we've all got better in that. I think it's the Middle East that's got it's that side that's got worse with it.
Yeah, but that's about religion, though, isn't it? No, it's not even about power.
It is about religion. Although most wars are about religion, really, to some degree. Mm. But yeah, the Western world, we're pretty much stabilised, aren't we? We ain't got Germany invading Italy and us, trying to take on Spain. That's all. I mean, we've had, obviously, all that's happened before. I mean, we've had wars with Spain, but that don't happen anymore.
No.
We've all got civilised, as you said, Rob.
Yeah.
Obviously...
No one can be arsed anymore.
Yeah, we've got bigger problems to worry
about. Too busy complaining on Facebook.
Exactly. But I think the other parts of the world, particularly Middle East, for example, what's going on, it's them that's got a long, long way to go.
Yeah. Speaking of civilization, shall we spin the wheel?
Here we go. The tenuous link.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's spinning.
Yeah. Houston, we have a problem. Yeah, so... basically, we've had a technical error and one of the mics stopped working during Wheel of Features. So I'm afraid there's no Wheel of Features this week. However, I've remembered that we did What the Bloody Hell Is That last week, and I'm not going to keep you waiting. So if you can't remember, this is what it sounded like. And to put you out of your misery, the answer is... an egg breaking on a bowl and then breaking into the bowl. So yeah, the crunching of the egg breaking on the bowl. And yeah, well done if you got it right. Commiserations if you got it wrong. And on that note, see you next week.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.